In Mexico this week, a nationwide caravan protesting the militarized drug war completes its final stretch of a nearly 1,900-mile-long journey. Hundreds are participating in the National Citizens Caravan for Peace with Justice and Dignity, launched by writer Javier Cecilia, whose son was murdered in March. Producers Clayton Conn and Murphy Woodhouse spoke to people affected by the increasing violence that's left an estimated 40,000 dead over the last 4 years.
My name is Laura Rodriguez, and I am here because it happened to me. Many people have had the same thing happen: kidnapping, robbery, guns, beatings. But unfortunately, that is why I'm crying. One simply must understand, something happens to one person and something else happens to someone else. We're in a situation in which everyone is affected by the lack of love and dignity of these people. I can't even say who they are because they are never found, never located. Please, the only thing I ask is that you understand that there are mothers, fathers, children, and spouses that are demanding peace. That's all we're asking for, that there is peace.
La paz.
My name is Jaime Montaner, and our son's name is Julio Alberto López Alonso. We lost a son in Monterrey. He went down for a weekend to one of our friends' party, and they went to this lake called Presa de la Boca. They were skiing over there at 6:30 p.m. They came out of, they took their boat out, and they rode their truck. And the last call, the last time we heard from him was around 7 o'clock in the afternoon. And after that, nobody knows anything about either one of the four guys that got, the four young guys that got lost. We know that they were stopped by some people. Obviously, some bandidos, something like that. They picked them up, and that was January 12th of 2008. And up until now, we haven't heard anything. We don't know anything about our son or either the three other guys that got lost with him.
Mi nombre es Diana Jacobo, y estoy aquí porque secuestraron a mi esposo hace 2 meses. La policía estatal.
My name is Diana Jacobs, and I am here because the state police and the state prosecutor's office kidnapped my husband 2 months ago, and they have yet to give us any response to where he is or where they have him. The previous governor who just left office had brought the drugs, the violence, and all of the bad things to Durango, because Durango used to be a quiet city, a peaceful city. But this governor, Ismael Hernandez, was the one who brought the violence, the drugs, and all of the bad things to Durango. I have a lot of hope in Mr. Javier Cecilia.
You just heard participants in Mexico's National Caravan for Peace, recorded by Clayton Conn and Murphy Woodhouse. Tune in tomorrow when we'll speak to reporter Kristen Bricker as the caravan reaches its final destination, Ciudad Juarez.